honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis, and I come from a family with a lot of ADD. Now, my daughter has it, and my husband's pretty sure that I have it, and I'm pretty sure he has it. Neither one of us has been diagnosed or anything, but we definitely have a lot of the issues that come up with it. So, you know, we look for natural ways to heal and natural ways to take care of ourselves. So let's look at this for ADD and ADHD as well. So we're beyond thrilled to have the fantastic Dr. Daniel Amen with us. Hello, Dr. Amen. Such an honor to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. Well, let's jump right in. When did this first interest you about looking at ADD and healing it in a natural way?
So I am a child psychiatrist by training, and half the kids I see have ADD of one form or another. And then I realized, well, where do you get ADD? In large part, it's a genetic condition. So it's like, well, their parents had it. And then lo and behold, several of my children had it, and my wife has it, and I'm like, oh no, I know more about this than I want to. And it has just been one of the most gratifying things, because most people who have ADD, given the right treatment for their brain, often do incredibly better. One of my own kids went from getting B's and C's, working her brains out, to straight A's for literally 10 years and got into one of the best veterinarian schools in the world.
And oh, that's incredible.
The imaging work that we do, so at Amen Clinics, I have 6 clinics around the country, we do a study called Brain SPECT Imaging. SPECT looks at blood flow and activity. And one of the first things it taught me is that for people with ADD, the harder they try, the worse it gets. And so put them under a lot of pressure and stress, they often will decompensate, sometimes make really bad decisions. But when you show them their scans that turn off when they try to concentrate, rather than normally what happens, it turns on, so many of them just start crying because it's their whole experience. And everybody throughout their life has been telling them, you're lazy, try harder, you don't care, what's the matter with you? And I could demonstrate it's a real biological problem, and that withholding treatment, whether it's medicine or supplements, is like literally withholding glasses from somebody who can't see. It's abusive, and it's not fair. The other big lesson I learned from imaging is all ADD is not the same. You know, some people, you give them Ritalin and it changes their lives, or Adderall in a really positive way. Other people, you give it to them and they want to kill themselves. So one of the things, and I wrote my book, Healing ADD, is, you know, so let's stop being stupid and flying blind and diagnosing people without any biological information. Because when you actually look at their brain, you realize there's 7 different types of it. And the treatment, whether it's medicine or natural treatments, you need to target to their brain rather than just a cluster of symptoms. And that has worked out really well for us.
If somebody doesn't, you know, you mentioned you had 6 clinics across the country. So if someone doesn't have access to the clinics, could they get diagnosed in other ways?
Well, we actually have a course online called Healing ADD at Home in 30 Days, because I realize for people who have ADD, you know, I opened the book with, I know you're not going to read this book. Read the first 5 pages and then, you know, read whatever interests you. But, you know, it's like you got to get their attention fast. And we actually have a questionnaire that helps people know, do I have ADD? And if I do, what type? So at least they can take that information to their doctor and go, oh, I have over-focused ADD. You just give me a stimulant, I'm going to become more worried. And I need to balance both serotonin and dopamine.
Now, what are some of the natural treatments that people can take?
Well, you know, Michael Phelps is like a great example of natural treatments. You know, the Olympic most decorated Olympian in history. He used intense aerobic exercise, and exercise really works. So I'm always harassing my patients to exercise more. For classic and inattentive ADD, a higher protein, lower simple carbohydrate diet is awesome. Higher dose fish oil, but it's not just any fish oil. It has to be fish oil that's higher in a component called EPA. Mm-hmm. So your omega-3 fatty acids are broken down into a couple of different types, but the two big ones are EPA and DHA. Okay. DHA mm-hmm. tends to be calming to the brain, really not what you want for most people who have ADD. EPA tends mm-hmm. to be more stimulating. And the studies have shown that DHA is really not very helpful for ADD. EPA, much more helpful for both ADD and depression. So when I think of what do I do for everybody, no matter your type, I think of exercise, the right diet, omega-3 fatty acids. And then it really is, well, what's my type? There's one type. We have called the ring of fire, where it's not your brain's low in activity, the whole thing's working way too hard. So it's like the freeway is not empty, it's jammed. Too many thoughts, can't focus, but it's not that they can't focus because they can't sustain their attention, they can't focus because they have too many thoughts in their head. And so we'll use more calming interventions like GABA or 5-HTP, and actually that combination I like a lot for that type. There's another type that nobody talks about called temporal lobe ADD, where one of their temporal lobes have been hurt, usually because they had a head injury at some point. And and the head injury may have seemed innocuous, car accident, bike accident, concussion playing football, but your brain is really soft, your skull is really hard. And temporal lobe ADD goes with the ADD symptoms, short attention span, easily distracted, disorganization, procrastination, poor impulse control, and temporal lobe problems. So their memory's not good. They tend, their mood's unstable. They can get angry really easily. And there we'll use either anti-seizure medicines and a stimulant, or we might use the ketogenic diet, which has been found to be really helpful for this type, or certain nutrients. My favorites are huperzine and ginkgo because they help boost blood flow and help with memory.
Now, Dr. Amon, do you think that ADD is a newer, like a newer, I guess, do you refer to it as an illness? What condition? I don't even know how you would refer to it properly, but do you think it's something that's newer because of the environment, or I'd love to hear your take on why you think it's, more prevalent now, or is it just because I guess we're hearing about it more?
Well, ADD was first described in the medical literature in 1903, so it's definitely not new. It's had different names through the years, hyperkinetic reaction of childhood, ADD, ADHD. It's more prevalent now than it was when I became a psychiatrist 35 years ago. And the reason is a couple of things. Kids aren't exercising. They're exercising their thumbs, playing video games, not outside. They're watching more TV and getting hooked on video games and computers more than ever. So screen time is hurting us. And in the early 1980s, low-fat diets were the rage. And in fact, we got sicker and fatter than ever. And 60% of the solid weight of your brain is fat. And so low-fat diets are actually associated with more emotional and behavior problems. And so I think it's diet, exercise, environment. And people who have ADD, quite frankly, they have more kids than people who don't have ADD. And so over a couple of generations, what you're going to see is a shift in the population.
Very interesting, Dr. Amon. If you want to learn more about Dr. Amon, you can go to his website at danielamonmd.amonclinics.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Doc Amon. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.